There were clear differences among these groups, particularly those on the extreme ends of the spectrum, victims of child abuse, and adults who had survived natural disasters. The adults who had been abused as children often had trouble concentrating, complained of always being on edge, and were filled with self-loathing. They had enormous trouble negotiating intimate relationships, often varying from indiscriminate, high-risk, and unsatisfying sexual involvements to total sexual shutdown. They also had large gaps in their memories, often engaged in self-destructive behaviors, and had a host of medical problems. And these symptoms were relatively rare in the survivors of natural disasters. Each major diagnosis in the DSM had a work group responsible for suggesting revisions for the new edition. I presented the results of the field trial to our DSM-4 PTSD work group, and we voted 19-2 to create a new trauma diagnosis for victims of interpersonal trauma. Disorders of Extreme Stress, Not Otherwise Specified, or DESNOS, or Complex PTSD for short. We then eagerly anticipated the publication of the DSM-4 in May 1994. But much to our surprise, the diagnosis that our work group had overwhelmingly approved did not appear in the final product. None of us had been consulted. This was a tragic exclusion. It meant that large numbers of patients could not be accurately diagnosed, and that clinicians and researchers would be unable to scientifically develop appropriate treatments for them. You cannot develop a treatment for a condition that does not exist. Not having a diagnosis now confronts therapists with a serious dilemma. How do we treat people who are coping with a fallout of abuse, betrayal, and abandonment when we are forced to diagnose them with depression, panic disorder, bipolar illness, or borderline personality, which don't really address what they are coping with? The consequences of caretaker abuse and neglect are vastly more common and complex than the impact of hurricanes or motor vehicle accidents. Yet the decision makers who determined the shape of our diagnostic system decided not to recognize this evidence. To this day, after 20 years and 4 subsequent revisions, the DSM and the entire system based on it fail victims of child abuse and neglect, just as they ignored the plight of veterans before PTSD was introduced back in 1980.